Back here on the Mighty 690 as we approach 10:10, and it is a Tuesday, the first Tuesday of the month, so that means it is time for our update from Independence with Lisa Wilson from the Independence Chamber of Commerce, and of course, we've got lots to talk about, so we're going to get right into it. How you doing, Lisa? We kind of, at least Independence, kind of escaped all that hail and everything yesterday.
We did. We were prepared. I was watching the hour by hour because it looked like it was supposed to hit us, like the hail, like right at 5 o'clock when work was going to be over and everything. But yeah, we got lucky, but not Caney so much.
No, I know. So. Good grief. A lot of windows broken out in Caney. There's going to be lots of insurance claims and all that stuff. So thankfully, no reports of any injuries in the Caney area, at least last I heard. But still, not a good deal. So not a good thing to have to deal with as the sun went down yesterday and today here.
I know. So. Well, and it's chilly outside
this
morning. You never know what weather you're going to get.
That's right. Well, I know you have a guest to bring on here in a little bit, but first, what's a few updates you want to share with us?
Yeah, so let's talk tonight. We have a business after hours at Brio Wellness and Med Spa, and typically we have business after hours start at 5 o'clock and wraps up about 6 o'clock, but because the Med Spa is open until 5 o'clock, we're going to start business after hours tonight at 5:30, and it's going to be at 209 North Penn Avenue, and we're going to do a ribbon cutting first, and then we'll have business after hours, and everyone is welcome to attend. And I think what's really cool about celebrating Brio is that within 365 days, the owner, Haley Schultheis, opened up her business at Founders Place. She was a single employee, and she grew her business. She added a new employee while she was there. And then in the middle of all of that, she bought a building that needed to be rehabbed in downtown Independence, applied for a HEAL grant, and was awarded a $100,000 HEAL grant. Found contractors to do the work and was on schedule and got it done and added another employee. So now she has, including herself, three people that are working there. And within 365 days from the time she opened her first business to her expansion, she got it all done within a year. And not only is it beautiful inside, but she has done work on the outside of the building. It's beautified her building and the building right next to her, which is Caskin Grove. So a significant impact, and we're just excited to celebrate Brio Med Spa and Wellness tonight at 5:30. So everybody is welcome to come to that and help us celebrate.
It's quite an accomplishment.
It is. It truly is. And single-handedly. So she's done a remarkable job. This week we have First Friday. So First Friday is an event that is open to the public from 7:30 to about 9 on the first Friday of every month. And it's co-sponsored by the City of Independence, and we're able to hold it in the Civic Center. And because of our sponsorship with our business sponsors, we're able to provide free coffee and muffins and great speaker lineup. And our sponsor for this month is Null Chiropractic, and they're celebrating 75 years of being in business, three generations of Nulls in the chiropractic business. So we're excited to celebrate them. And we have three speakers, Tricia Purden, who will be from the Kansas Department of Commerce Office of Rural Prosperity, will be giving us an update from the state and what's happening in her neck of the woods. And then Michael McCambridge, who is the assistant principal at the high school, will be talking about the Teammates program. And Abby Eckberg, who is with Confluence, and they are doing the city comprehensive plan, and she's going to be giving an update on that as well. And then in studio this morning next to me is our city manager, Kelly Passour, she'll be sharing a little bit more about the comprehensive plan and the open house that's coming up that we want everybody to know about. So, and that open house will be on April the 9th, and so we'll get more information to you just shortly. We'll unpack that just a little bit more. Downtown Independence has All Wheels Night kicking off April the 12th. That will be from 6:30 to 8:30. And they'll have all the cars downtown and a band and everything that evening. So that'll be kicking off for the season. And that's always the second Friday, April through August. So everybody can put that on their calendar. And then it's park opening. So park opening will be Saturday, April the 13th from 11 to 3. And the theme this year is Go Bananas because it is the 65th anniversary of the successful space launch of Miss Able. So we're showcasing our history with science and Miss Able this year. And so here's what here's what everybody needs to know about park opening. So there will be free carousel rides and free train rides. Miniature golf will be open to play, but you'll need to pay an admission for that. And they have camel rides. I think the camel rides are $3. And free face painting. There's going to be some food vendors out there. They're going to have somebody making balloon animals. There's a craft area, I think, that'll be in the shelter house. And there's going to be a putt-putt tournament earlier in the morning that is being put on by First Leadership Kids, and that is teams of four, and it's $10 to enter, and it's from about, tee off is about 8 o'clock, and they're going to have fun in the golf course. So like, you'll play one hole, and then the next hole you'll have to close your eyes when you hit the ball, or one of the other holes you might have to putt left-handed if you're right-handed, or hit it between your legs. Lots of different fun things for the putt-putt tournament that will happen that morning. So that's something new that we're doing. The First Leadership class is a group of 14 sophomores, and this is their class project, and the money that they raise will be donated to Four Paws and earmarked for miniature golf.
Great.
And let's see. Oh, I was going to tell you, we talked about the high school having their greenhouse sale last month, but they've bumped it up, and they're going to have flowers available on that Saturday the 13th and Sunday the 14th. It's the Independence High School FFA chapter, and the sale will be from 8 to 5, and it's at the high school greenhouses, just right there on 10th Street, just south of the high school, is where you'll be able to buy. They have hanging baskets, all kinds, patio pots, and combo patio pots, and vegetables, all kinds of things. So check out the high school's Facebook page. I'm sure that they are sharing that information, but that sale will start April the 13th and the 14th. And then we have another ribbon cutting for Skyward Credit Union, and that's going to be on April the 17th at 10:30 in the morning. So that's out on West Main. And what I would say about that is that's a $3 million investment that Skyward made. And I was talking to their branch manager, Lisa Reed, this morning, and while that is super significant, the beautification that has taken place is priceless out on West Main. And so we're just thrilled that that they invested in the community and they put up this brand new facility. And we just encourage everybody to come out on April the 17th. It's going to be in the morning at 10:30, as I mentioned, and celebrate the ribbon cutting of Skyward. And I might also mention that when you're talking about beautification, Microtel did $1 million investment in their hotel just right there on West Main, and inside and out. And so we're going to be doing some business after hours and ribbon cuttings for them coming up. So I'll keep you posted on that. Inge Festival's coming up April the 18th through the 20th. So go to their Facebook page and follow along. I might have Dee come in and maybe give us an update on what's going to be happening with the Inge Festival. There's going to be health screening that the Masonic Lodge is putting on. So save the date for April the 20th. That will be from 9 to 12 at the Masonic Lodge. And the health screening will do prostate cancer screenings, skin cancer screenings, and blood pressure readings, a lot of other things that they're going to have available. So again, mark your calendar for April the 20th in the morning and take advantage of that. And then a couple other things. So prom's going to be on April the 20th, but there's an adult prom that's going to be on that same evening at King's Bar and Game Room. So it'll be an adult prom, and it's going to benefit AWOL. So it's a fun way to get all dressed up and go have a good time, and all of the proceeds will go to support our animal shelter. So it's a way for them to give back. So if you're looking for something fun to do, mark that on your calendar. And then lastly, we'll talk a little bit about Love Independence Day. That's coming up on April the 27th, and lots of activities are planned for that day. We've already got some things that are listed, so I thought I would let everybody know that First Oak Bank is going to be doing community shredding from 9 to 12, and that's going to be on the 27th, and right at 115 North Penn Avenue. And then lots of activities out in the park and the zoo. So if you are needing a project and you want to get a group of people together, you want to just maybe join with another group and help out, everybody is welcome to participate. There's lots of activities available in the park. Like Beta Row, it's sorority. They've already secured the flower beds and the urn planters at Riverside Park, right there by Logan Fountain. They're going to be planting all the flowers there. And Farm Bureau Financial Services from Anna Lawless, she's already secured her project out in the park, so they're going to be going out there as a large group. The Journey Church and the Cub Scouts, they're going to be out in the park doing some remulching in the playground. So lots of activities, lots of opportunities. Fire hydrants need to still be painted. That was a project we started on last year, and there's still fire hydrants that need to be painted. So if you're interested in a park project, a fire hydrant, just call us at the office, 331-1890. We'll point you in the right direction, because I know some people are listening at work, or they're in a place of business, or they're driving. So just remember to call the chamber office, and we will give you all the details about some projects that you can participate in if you need an idea. But also, if you have an idea and you want us to put it on the list so that we can capture it with the newspaper and take some pictures, get it out on social media, then give us a call and we'll put it on the list. Even if it's something you want to do that's like surprise, because we do have some of those that are happening.
Okay.
We won't share that information. We'd just make sure we're at the right place at the right time to capture it. So that's Love Independence Day. It's the 9th one, and it's Saturday, April the 27th. So get that on your calendar and think of something fun to do that day to be extra nice.
Wonderful.
Spread some kindness. So I always enjoy and appreciate the fact that you let me bring people in studio to share additional information beyond a community calendar and the things that I share from the Chamber of Commerce. And I was at the MAC meeting not too long ago, Montgomery County Action Council's quarterly meeting, and there's always community updates that are given at the end of those business meetings, and our city managers always get up and they share what's happening in our city. And Kelly gave a great report, and I thought, you know, she's already prepared all of this information. It was really good, and I felt it better to come from her than from me, so invited her to jump in the car with me and come over this morning and tell us what's happening from a city's perspective.
Yeah, well, that's wonderful. Well, it's great to have you on board here this morning, Kelly.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah. So what do you have that you'd like to share with us here? I know listeners will be very anxious to hear some of your updates here.
So I just wanted to give an update that I know many of you may have heard that our police chief is taking a job in a larger city, and he's moving back to his home state of Missouri. And we have appointed David Hutchings to be the interim police chief. And he actually was the associate director of the KBI prior to his retirement. And so Jerry's last day is April 5th. So they're working together and helping with that transition. And we have posted that position. And that's available at our website, independenceks.gov, along with several other city positions we have open, if anybody's interested. Lisa mentioned several of the projects that are going on. Last year, the building permits for the city, the valuation of those equaled nearly $34.5 million, which is the highest we've had since 2010. So that was quite significant. Brio was one of those, and they did also receive a downtown building grant from the city to help with their project, along with a $100,000 Hill grant. And so far in 2024, we've issued $1.6 million in building permit valuation. And the largest of those is Quality Paint and Body Expansion at 1920 West Main, TNA Properties for construction of new storage lockers at 1635 West Main, and Impact Aviation Group at 224 West Main. And they are going to remodel the former O'Reilly store, and they're making a significant improvement in that facility. Also, we have coming up a roof replacement project at the historic Masonic Hall, 117 to 119 West Main, and they received a $90,000 Heritage Trust Fund grant, and they also received funds from the city's downtown building grant for that project. The new community development comprehensive plan that will replace the 1982 plan is in process and is scheduled to be completed in July. This plan will guide the growth of the city through 2050. And so we have a public open house for that on April 9th from 5 to 7 at Memorial Hall. And this is a come and go event. And so you can just join whatever time works best for you. There will be boards around the room that highlight the key components of the plan. And it's an interactive engagement activity. They also have a website that if you can't go that you can put your information in there and participate. And it's also, you can find that on our website, independencechaos.gov, under news. Quickcom is installing fiber throughout the community, scheduled to be completed in August. And the widening of North Penn from Morningside to North City Limits should start no later than July, and that should take approximately 2 months to complete. We are in the process of reconstructing the parking lot north of City Hall, and that will offer improved lighting, ADA accessible parking, and the spaces and aisles will be sized appropriately. The water line to serve Rural Water District 6, which is going to provide water to the Bartlett plant, that is under construction, and it's anticipated to be in service in mid-May, and that project is going very well.
Okay, yeah, because I was wondering about that because I saw some equipment over kind of in that area, and I said, I bet that's what that is.
It is, and they did a test of 5 miles of the pipe last week, and everything went great, so that's going very well. Then we also have construction underway on phase one of the Central Park Sports Complex. If you go down North Park, you will see all the activity. So that includes earthwork infrastructure for four plex ball fields, soccer pitch, multi-use field, and a 1.1-mile walking trail. And they've also started the infrastructure for Jefferson Subdivision. And so that will be located east of Jefferson Elementary School between 11th and 13th, and that will contain 20 new single-family, three-bedroom, two-bath homes. And the first phase of home construction is supposed to start in the fall. So we're pretty excited about that.
That is something to very much be excited about. I know housing is always something that is hit on every time. It seems like we talk in Montgomery County. It's just something that every community is dealing with down here.
Absolutely. And that is the number one goal of our commission is additional housing. And so regarding rehabilitation of the exterior of existing homes, $50,000 was granted in 2023 to homeowners as part of a neighborhood exterior grant program. The grant funds available for 2024 were recently doubled to $100,000 by the commission, and applications are being received now for that. So you can go to our website, again, independencechaos.gov, under news at the bottom, and apply for those funds. And I would encourage people to hurry because they go pretty quick. And last Thursday, this is a really exciting project for us, the City Commission approved a significant land purchase. And that's the first step towards a mitigation solution for neighborhood flash flooding that's plagued Independence for a very long time. And the purchase includes approximately 125 acres of current pasture, agricultural, and residential land north of Oak between 13th and 21st along the banks of the Whiskey Creek, which is notorious for flash flooding during heavy rains and damaging downstream properties. So the total cost for this was a little over $1 million, which includes two existing homes, several farm buildings, and the property purchase is being funded from the Economic Development Fund. And those that fund has revenue derived from franchise fees and a portion of the sales tax. So in addition to the construction of the wet detention area, the project will also include improvement of infrastructure to benefit the schools, such as drainage runoff and street extensions to relieve traffic congestion. The development of lots for future housing will also be an element of this project, which will consist of multiple phases over several years with various funding sources.
That is excellent. That is good. And more housing, and then having a place too for that extra water to go, because mm-hmm. that's always a challenge.
Absolutely. And then at the last commission meeting, just a few updates as they delayed condemnation action on a couple of structures at 404 South 8th and 512 North 16th. The current property owners have presented timelines, and they're going to repair those structures. They proclaimed April 26th as Arbor Day, proclaimed April 2024 as Child Abuse Prevention Month, and Fair Housing Month. And they also adopted an ordinance authorizing the operation of golf carts, micro utility trucks, and worksite utility vehicles. However, you do need to get a $25 permit at City Hall, and it's only good for a calendar year. And the vehicles may only be operated between sunrise and sunset, must be operated by a licensed driver, that's a Class C or equivalent, and there must be liability insurance on the vehicles. And of course, they must follow all state laws, which means the vehicles cannot be operated on state and federal highways within the city except when crossing. And there are some additional requirements, but check at City Hall for more information if you're interested in
that. Okay, that's great. We're talking with Kelly Pasuer, city manager here of Independence, as our special guest on the Mighty 690, along with Lisa Wilson. Kelly, you had mentioned the whole idea here, and I just completely forgot my question. So I had no land bank. That's what it was. I was gonna ask you about a land bank because you had mentioned that the condemnation here of some of the different properties. Does Independence have a land bank? I'm just not familiar.
Yes, we do. And actually, April Nutt, our housing authority director, she operates that. And if people have property that they no longer, they've moved away or something, and they need to do something with it, they can actually donate it through the land bank, and then the land bank can offer it for development to developers and things like that. So April Nutt at 620-332-2536. She is the one. If you have land or something within the city that you would like to donate, just give her a call.
Excellent. Well, that's a great resource. Well, any other updates you'd like to share with us here as we go throughout the program?
Well, we do have something kind of exciting coming up. The cast from the Little House of the Prairie are going to be in Independence May 31st through June 2nd. They're celebrating 50 years of the Little House on the Prairie TV show. And those of you that are my age will remember that show. And so the Ingalls family lived near Independence from 1869 to 1871, and that was the birthplace of Carrie Ingalls. And there will be events held at both the Little House on the Prairie and the Civic Center, which will provide an opportunity to meet some of the TV series cast members. And tickets for these events are on eventbrite.com.
Excellent. Well, that is very exciting. So a lot of cool things coming up. I can't believe you can't be able to wrangle those people back. That is especially neat to be able to have. So looking forward to that. That's going to be a great event. So, well, it's been really great to have you here in studio, and I hope you can come back anytime because you're definitely a wealth of knowledge, and I'd love to have you here. For those of you who are maybe newcomers to the area like me, how long have you been in Independence and as your role as city manager?
Well, I actually was born in Independence.
Okay. It's been a little while.
Uh-huh. And actually, my family homesteaded in Montgomery County. So I grew up in Cherryville, and I've been with the city for well over 30 years.
I knew you've been around a while. So yeah. you're a seasoned pro at this time. So that is great. How are you liking being back at City Hall? The original City
Hall. Oh, it's nice. It's nice. I live two blocks away, so it's very handy, and we have a great view of the downtown.
Oh,
so
it is a beautiful building. I love to be able to check out that open house and stuff. So, very, very nice accomplishment to be have all that back. So that is just wonderful.
Thank you.
Well, Lisa, I appreciate you bringing on another guest here. Always great, and always nice to have a diversity of voices here on the air.
Thank you for letting us always bring additional people in. So, yeah. It was nice. I knew that she'd do a great job and share lots of really, really valuable information and positive information. But also, like every community, we have our problems, our concerns. And one of the things that is super nice about our city manager is the fact that she is so receptive to phone calls and emails and from people who have concerns or questions. She's just a phone call or an email away.
Yeah, so if folks are listening and maybe they have an idea or a concern, that sort of thing, Kelly, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Our office number is 620-332-2506, and my email is Kelly P, and that's Kelly P as in Passeur, at independenceks.gov.
Excellent. Well, wonderful. Well, really a great update, and we invite you to come on anytime you have anything for us.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. And appreciate, Elise, all the great updates as well. Look forward to talking again here with you next week.
I'll be back. Thank you.
All right. And we have our dining guide. That's straight away here on the Mighty 690. That is coming up, and then we'll be back into Open Line here on KGGF.